travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Health officials in Rockland County, New York, have declared a state of emergency amid the ongoing measles outbreak. The county is prohibiting unvaccinated children under the age of 18 from going out in public spaces for 30 days. Ed Day is a county executive in Rockland County.
We're seeing increasing infections. We're seeing increasing exposures. We're getting more resistance from a variety of different areas. It is the largest outbreak in the nation since the measles was eradicated in 2000.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft now wants his Florida misdemeanor solicitation of prostitution charge tried by a jury, not a judge. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
His lawyers also say Kraft has waived his arraignment, which had been scheduled for Thursday. Kraft and 24 other men were charged in Palm Beach County as part of a multi-crackdown on massage parlor prostitution. Prosecutors say he was videotaped twice by police in January, paying for sex with a woman in Jupiter.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Facing extortion and fraud charges, attorney Michael Avenatti speaks out for the first time. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
I am nervous. I'm concerned. I'm scared.
That's attorney Michael Avenatti speaking this morning on CBS This Morning and addressing the possibility of his going to prison. That after he was charged on Monday in New York with attempting to extort millions of dollars from Nike. On the same day he was charged in L.A. with bank and wire fraud, he denies all allegations.
Facebook recently announced a massive cleanup revealing they have removed over 2,600 pages, groups, and accounts from Iran, Russia, and Kosovo. Fox News technology contributor Brett Larson on the groups that were removed.
A couple of the numbers that really stood out to me as kind of troubling are, you know, one of these accounts had 1.4 million followers. So here you've got someone.
That ain't nothing, huh?
Yeah, that ain't nothing. That's more followers than I have, which isn't saying much. But the problem that Facebook has here is, as I mentioned off the top, anybody can set up one of these accounts and can just start proliferating garbage or nonsense or for fake news or they could be a legitimate news source. And this is really, it's a hard line for Facebook to walk because they want to use technology and algorithms and mm-hmm. database schemas and all this stuff to track this.
Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Hey, good afternoon, Hunterdon County. This is your weather report. It is nice and sunny outside, 44 degrees, not too shabby. We're climbing. The high today is going to be 51 this afternoon. Tonight's going to be mostly clear with a low around 26. Sunny tomorrow, high near 59 going into the evening time with a low around 42. Here it comes. Spring is just around the corner. Friday, mostly cloudy. I was going to call that partly sunny. Being an optimist, high near 68. You heard it. Friday night, low around 48. Saturday, the weekend, partly sunny, 72. It's going to be in the 70s. Here we go. Saturday night, chance of showers, no big deal as long as it's not snow, right? With a low around 49. And Sunday, chance of showers, mostly cloudy, high near 59. Going into the evening time with a low around 33. Not too shabby. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Shout out to Clinton, New Jersey. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one, the only, the amazing, the incredible Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. We are located at the most amazing Gray Rock Shopping Plaza, 1802 Route 31 in Clinton. Our phone number, and you're going to want to write this down, is 908-627-7020. Got that? That is the number that will change your life in so many ways. You don't even know. I've been trying to describe this to people. It's like trying to describe chocolate ice cream to somebody who's only eaten vanilla. All right? And I'm just going to jump right in here. First of all, Clapping it up. Shout out to our members, okay? Our members are amazing. Our members here, we are successful because you are successful. That's the fact. Team Clinton works hard behind the scenes, very hard, harder than you probably know. I mean that, harder than you probably know because we care, okay? But our members, your dedication to the program, to yourself, to each other, you are what makes us successful, and you deserve a clap it up right there. So again, this is Max Living. My name's Mark, by the way. I am your host today, and I am manager, motivator, chief bottle washer, I guess, like that. But I don't want to take anything away from Lauren going into Team Clinton. Ron and Lauren Adelstein, they are the driving force behind the Max Challenge of Clinton. They are the visionaries there behind there. Hey, Holly, thanks for watching, Holly. I see Kathy, too, is out there. Thanks for the shout-out. Appreciate that. Listen, who else? We got the amazing Jillian, awesome Sarah, the incredible Scotty, the amazing Kim. I hope you're feeling better today, Kim, by the way, if you're listening. Okay, we are all wishing the best for you and that you are feeling better, and we'll see you soon. And we got Terry at the desk, and who else? Oh, my goodness, I think that might be it right now. Listen, we have so much going on, and I'm going to jump right into it because I want to get this out there. You may have heard about the Max Day of Giving. The Max Day of Giving is April the 13th. Hold on, I got my notes here and everything. I have this beautiful this is a miniature printout of the poster that one of our incredible members, Gina, has put together for us. Thank you, Gina. She did something really nice there. It's really cool. And anyway, the Max Day of Giving is on April the 13th. And I'm going to focus on this just for a second because my topic today is the health benefits of giving. The health benefits of giving. Oh, Megan, thank you, Holly. You know what? Megan, I love you. I'm sorry. I was just talking about Megan before I came into the studio too, Holly. Do you believe that? You know what I need? I need another cup of coffee. That's what I need. I need another cup of coffee. Oh, my gosh. So Megan just had a beautiful baby boy. We miss her, and she's doing great out there. I love the pictures she puts up on Facebook too. So the Max Day of Giving is April the 13th, and the awesome, awesome people at the Red Mill Museum have donated the grounds to us, not just a building. You got that? It's not just one building. The entire grounds have been donated to us by them, and so we are looking to fill this up. And I'll tell you right now, Lauren, behind the scenes, is working feverishly to fill up those grounds and make it fun and interesting for that day. We have a lot of vendors that are coming in. We are going to be having a silent auction. What it comes right down to, and I'm going to go through this in just a second, what it comes right down to is we need you to donate. We need sponsors. We need donations for the silent auction. We need volunteers. We need vendors. We need businesses who are going to come in and sell things, gifts in kind. If you or someone, hey, Kathy, if you or someone you know is able through your business to help us out, this is all benefiting Prevention Resources, formerly Hunterdon Prevention Resources. All right. And here's the thing. Prevention Resources does more for our community than you even know. They are so behind the scenes. They help people with the opioid addiction that is so prevalent. They help teenagers with alcoholism. They help people and families with anger management issues. They help people who are just getting out of rehab. You know what? And the only reason that they are probably not doing more is because they need our help. They need money. Okay? That's what it comes down to. And so we are donating every single friggin' penny from the max day of giving is going to Prevention Resources. About a month or so ago, I had Jerry on, the COO for Prevention Resources, on Max Living. So if you go to our Facebook page and you scroll down, you go look for it, you can find this incredible interview with this incredible woman. And I'll tell you right now, it was so informative about what's going on in the state of New Jersey with drugs and addiction. It'll blow your mind, and they deserve our help. They need our help. So we're talking about sponsors and such like that. I'm going to give some quick shout-outs here. Hey, Stephanie, I'm going to give some quick shout-outs here. I got about 90 seconds before a hard break, and then we're going to get into the meat of it here, okay? And the amazing Melissa. Hey, the Red Mill. Performance Rehab. Next week, I am going to have Steve Sargent on Max Living, who is, I believe, is the COO, I could be wrong with this, of Performance Rehab. And we're going to talk about a myriad. Ooh, I love that word. I don't get to use that often. A myriad of topics. Mirror Images Salon, Wild Tree from Bridget, Rob Salvatore Photography, okay? And here's the thing. What else we got? We got Acorn Montessori, Air Fun Party Rentals, Immaculate Conception Church, the Red Mill Retro Ride, Heritage Irish Dance Company. I'm going to list some more later on because I don't want to take up too much time because I'm up against a hard break. We got Leopard Print Slime, the Stone Bean Coffee Shop, Ray and Nicole. Shout out to you guys. I love you guys. Kimpressions, Gunner and Bubble Candles, Britain Works, and Lowe's Cookies and Dreams. There's more coming later on. I'm going to try to list everybody today who's helping us out. It's incredible. But today, the main topic is going to be the health benefits of giving, not just giving your money, but giving your time and your resources also. So this is Max Living, brought to you by the fantastic and the amazing Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is our phone number. Don't you go away. I'm going to be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 1802 Route 31 North in beautiful Clinton. 908-627-7020 is our number. You can find us online, of course, too. Talking about the Max Day of Giving today and the health benefits of giving. Just keeping going real fast with some of our sponsors here. Greens and Beans, Janet Chirazzi of Cruise Planners, Heritage Irish Dance, Basil Bandwagon, Frank's Pizza, Hunterdon Ballroom Dance Studio, The ShopRite of Clinton, Bear Paw on Main Street in Clinton, Wild Tree with Bridget, Tic-Tacler, Pet Value, Silver Oaks, and also want to give a shout-out to two members who are really helping us out with this also, Gina Holiday and Tracy Schultz. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to have family-friendly workouts at this. We're going to have workshops by Prevention Resources. The silent auction, remember to bring some cash with you or your checkbook, okay? And to get in, we're asking for a donation of $20 per family, okay? Every dime goes to Prevention Resources. Hey, Wendy, I see you. Hope you're feeling good today. So we're going to keep that going. Let me just make sure I got everybody there because I want to jump right into this. It's not too late, folks, to make a donation to the silent auction or to donate a gift in kind by offering your resources and supplies for maybe a kid-friendly activity. That would be pretty cool. That would be pretty cool. And Ron is watching. Boom! There he is. Ron, I'm not kidding, man. This whole day of giving thing, Ron, I'm jerked out of my skull. I would totally curse on air right now if Lauren wasn't going to yell at me because I'm not FCC regulated, so I could get away with it, seriously. But I'm not going to because it ain't professional. I said ain't. That's right. Anyway, boom, we're ready to go here. So anyway, you can message us on Facebook. Give us a call. We'll help you out with this, okay? So going right on from here, the health benefits of giving. You want to know something? Giving is not just this mental and emotional thing. And by the way, if you're watching live on Facebook, if you have questions, you have comments, type them into the comments section and I will do my best to read them, answer your questions, get back to them, whatever I can do to help out, okay? I have a lot of notes here today because believe it or not, this I would rather, instead of saying the health benefits of giving, I would almost rather call this episode Your Brain on Giving. Your Brain on Giving, all right? Helping others, giving, volunteering is, and I mean, whether it's one-on-one or whether it's an organization, does a lot. And these are scientific studies that have shown this, does a lot to boost your mental health. And believe it or not, there's physical side effects, positive physical side effects to this too. I'm going to go into more detail about this as I go through the episode, but just to rattle off a couple of quick things here, believe it or not, consistent giving, volunteering, donating money, time, resources, you know, donating is not always just money. There's so many ways that you can donate time when I'm talking, and your skill set too. So anyway, these things can help you to lower your blood pressure, increase your self-esteem. It can help fight depression. It can lower your stress levels doing things like this. It can help you to live longer, believe it or not. These are studies. And it's going to help you to feel happier. Help you to feel happier. Hey, Christine. How you doing? Good to see you, Christine. So first of all, I mean, right off the bat here, and one of these studies here that I have listed here goes back to a 2008 study by Harvard Business School. Got that? Harvard Business School. Giving makes us feel happier. Okay. Now, I'm not sure, whatever philosophy that you choose to ascribe to for your life and for the world around you, I think we can say without fear of contradiction that the world can be a messed up place, right? Okay. And if you're listening, by the way, if you're listening to me, please do me a favor. Give me some thumbs up and some hearts so I know you're out there, please. I'd really appreciate that a lot. The world can be a messed up place. And whether you're on Facebook or you're watching the news, you're going to see these messed up stories. And I'm being gentle about this now. Understand, though, it's done on purpose. And there's got to be a way to break this cycle in your mind. Got this? I'm not talking about anybody else. Okay, I'm talking about your mind. I'm going to turn this down here. I'm getting an echo. Here we go. Better. Technical difficulties. So here's the thing. The news cycle is really designed to go to this primitive part of our brains that is supposed to pay attention to bad things. I mean, here's the thing. It wasn't that long ago that, you know, we didn't have this modern society, civilization that we have now. It wasn't too long ago in the scope of history that we were living in tribes and not in homes. And even if we did have homes, even just a few hundred years ago, we still had to pay attention to the bad things around us. Our brain is equipped to guard us against wild animals and another tribe coming over and taking our stuff and trying to kill us and taking our food. And, you know, believe it or not, I found out that sleeping through the night is actually a rather new thing for human beings. And if you think about it, it makes sense. Just a few thousand years ago, humans were sleeping in the wilderness. If you were in a deep sleep for 8 hours, you probably got killed or eaten by something. As simple as that. So humans used to sleep just a couple of hours at a time. You know, I know a few humans that still do that. No names. All right. So this negativity that's being thrown at us, we need to fight it. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to fight it because life is not all about bullcrap like that. It's not. It's not all about bullcrap like that, okay? We need to fight this and to make sure that we take on positive things in our heads, in our minds, in our spirits, okay? But not just that. Here's the thing. We are really built to help each other out. It's good to do that. And this 2008 study by Harvard Business School found that just by giving money to someone else who needed it lifted the participants' happiness more than spending it on themselves. It's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. And listen, I'm not the one about the season of giving, you know, from Thanksgiving until New Year is the season of giving. No, you know what? Every day should be a season of giving for us, I think. Believe it or not, Harvard Business School actually has a happiness expert that actually looked at all of this. And despite the participants' prediction in this study, they predicted, the people who did the study, besides the participants' prediction that spending money on themselves would make them happier, the results were reversed. Especially not just giving money, but when the professors asked people to perform 5 random acts of kindness each week for 6 weeks. Now, this was a big thing on social media not too long ago, these random acts of kindness. I mean, I've seen less and less of it. Maybe this broadcast today will help stoke the fire on random acts of kindness. Because if you're not doing them, maybe we should be doing it. I'm throwing myself in the mix here. Maybe we should be doing it. Remember, you would see it on Instagram and Facebook and social media, and you'd hear about it. You know, well, so-and-so paid for the coffee of the person behind them, and then that person would pay for the coffee of the person behind them, or whatever the meal is and things like this, okay? But, you know, I would even take it a step further. I have been guilty from time to time. I'll tell you what my favorite thing to do is, and this is true, and I'm not going to tell you how many times I've done it. And I'm not even going to tell you my favorite place to do it, but when I go to a particular restaurant, I will look around the room to see either very elderly people sitting together. I can't say it any other way. I love old people who hold hands. People who are in their 80s and 90s and they're still holding hands. I freaking love that. So I'll look around the restaurant. I will try to see if there's an elderly couple around that is obviously very much in love. Or I will look for military folks, service people, first responders and things like that. And without telling them, I will find out who their server is and ask them what they ordered. And then when I pay my bill, I would pay their bill. And then I would just leave. And that's it. And it was just this anonymous random act of kindness. I'm not going to tell you how many times I've done this or when was the last time. It doesn't matter. The thing is that I want to spur you on to give. The max day of giving on April the 13th is a wonderful opportunity for you to pay it forward. Hell, you want to know something? If you want to donate to this and remain anonymous, you can do that. You know, we'll take a $5,000 check from an anonymous person. It's not a problem. Prevention Resources is going to get it anyway. So here's the thing. Going back to this study, these good feelings reflect in our biology, actually. When people give to charities, when they give up their time, it activates a region in the brain. It actually physically activates a region in your brain that is associated with pleasure, socially altruistic behavior, releases endorphins in your brain. Did you know that? I didn't know that until I started researching the topic here. And it produces a feeling known as the helper's high. The helper's high. This endorphin rush, I mean, you know you get an endorphin rush when you exercise too. I think it's similar to that. And so you get this, how they describe it in the study is a warm glow, like a warm glow type feeling that connects people with other people. There's this connection. There's a certain amount of trust that's going into it too, okay? So that's one thing right there, right off the bat, that obviously giving can just make you feel happier, much happier. And don't you want to feel happy, folks? Don't you? I mean, really, I've been saying this for many, many years. I read a lot of philosophy books from Eastern philosophy, Taoism, Buddhist traditions, things like that. And obviously, compassion is a very big, big thing in Buddhist tradition, at least. And there's one thing that makes us all the same. Every single human being, the person who's sitting across from you at work right now, the person sitting next to you in school, if you're in your car and you're listening later on or now live, the person who's across from you in their car, there is one thing that makes us all the same. We all want to avoid suffering. We all want to be happy. And we all want to do it for as long as possible. The max day of giving, especially for the Clinton area, okay, for the town of Clinton and the Clinton area, you get to help your neighbors out with Prevention Resources. Do you get that? I mean, do you really get it? We had somebody who donated. I told this story at the Clinton Guild meeting. You know, shout out to all the Guild members, by the way. And please, please, you know, all those shops that are on Main Street in Clinton, going all the way through to the post office, they're going to be, they are there to serve the community. I'm just saying the Guild members there are amazing people. Please stop in, okay? Shop on Main Street, okay? That's what I'm saying. So here's the thing. When one of the people, and I'm not going to say who donated, when we went to them at their business, they had tears in their eyes. I want you to listen to this very closely. If you don't listen to anything else I say today, listen to this very closely. They had tears in their eyes when they found out that we, at the Max of Clinton, was going to be supporting Prevention Resources because Prevention Resources helped her son. Okay? If I recall, she may have even gone so far as to say that they saved her son's life. Do you get that? This is not somebody far away. This is your neighbor. So when you are involved with the Max Day of Giving in any capacity, whether it's monetary, gifts, time, sponsorship, we have sponsorships left over. We still have a few. You're helping to funnel money and energy into something, into an organization that helps the people next to you. Okay, you got that? They help your neighbors. And they help your neighbors and you probably don't even know it. Okay, nobody just walks around wearing a sign saying, I'm addicted to drugs. Most people, I think, they're functional. They're functional drug users and functional addicts. And you may not even know it's happening. So behind the scenes, you can help them by helping us on the Max Day of Giving on April 13th by helping Prevention Resources. Okay. So moving right along here, giving is good for your health. There's a wide range of research out there that has linked different forms of generosity to better health. Even people who are sick already can start to feel better when you start to do good things for other people. Hey, Kathy, good to see you. I'm glad you enjoyed class this morning, Kathy. There's a book out there by a gentleman named Stephen Post, who's a professor of preventative medicine at Stony Brook University. The book is called Why Good Things Happen to Good People. Got that? Why Good Things Happen to Good People. This includes the health benefits, the research of health benefits for people with chronic illnesses. I mean, chronic illnesses, multiple sclerosis and so on, that gain health benefits by being generous to other people. A 1999 study led by Doug Oman of the University of California, Berkeley, found that elderly people who volunteered for two or more organizations were 44% less likely to die over a five-year period than those who never volunteered at all. You got that? Okay. Let's talk about volunteering for a second here. I had a guest here about 2 months ago, Nicole Smith. She has a show on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, also HunterdonChamberRadio.com. And Nicole is huge into volunteering and helping channel people as a resource into helping organizations. So these elderly people had a 44% less likely chance to die over a five-year period than people who did not volunteer, even after you took into control their age, their exercise habits, their general health, negative habits like smoking and things like that. They still had health benefits from this. Now, I don't know if you volunteer now. I don't know if you volunteered in the past. There are plenty of opportunities to do this. The Max Day of Giving is that one day. I've been fortunate to experience this helper's high in such a way. I volunteered with Hunterdon Hospice, and if you ever needed information on that, you could reach out to me because Hunterdon Hospice always needs volunteers and help. Not just, what I did is I visited patients and their families. They need help behind the scenes too. I'm not going to sit here and just plug them on that. It's a personal thing. My wonderful fiance, 24 days, it'll be my wonderful wife, 24 days to go. Love you, Susan. We volunteer at Tabby's Place and Ringo's. We do this in different ways too. There is a feeling that you get. And I can almost understand this endorphin rush that these researchers were talking about. I'm not going to just go into this again, but to have a lower risk of dying is a pretty good payoff, folks, for giving. Okay. Don't you think so? I think that's a pretty cool payoff right there. So researchers have even suggested that one reason that giving may improve your physical health and to add to longevity is because it helps to decrease stress in your life and in your body. And stress is associated with a plethora of health problems, especially in modern life. There was a study done at Johns Hopkins University that looked at people who provided social support to others. They had lower blood pressure than participants who did not give of their time. The study did suggest that there was this connection about people who give of themselves versus people who do not. Okay. maybe that's one of the things I'm going to go off on a tangent, and I don't have the friggin' time to go off on a tangent. Couple minutes before a hard break already. Time flies when you're having a good time here. So giving will also promote cooperation and social connection for people too. When people are giving, when you give, you're likely to get back. All right. I call this the law of reciprocity. Boy, I'm speaking good English today. I'm really getting these tough words. I remember a while back I had a tough time with the word precipitation. I screwed it up a couple weeks in a row. But anyway, when you give, you are more likely to get back. Sociologists have found, and they have suggested that when you give to others, your generosity is more likely to be rewarded down the line. That's the law of reciprocity. You can call it karma. You can call it God in action. You can call it the universe in action. I don't care what you call it. It just seems to be a fact of life that when you give of yourself, you may not see the benefit, you know, the same day, the next week. It could be weeks, months, or years down the road. But the way I see it is that, you know, all of us humans, we're represented by this huge pool of water. And when you do something like that, when you give of yourself, your time, your money, taking a pebble and you're dropping it into the water, and there's this ripple effect, you know, that's how I look at what we do at the Max Challenge of Clinton with our membership also, with the people who come to us and trust us with helping them to get healthier, to live happier, healthier, and more fulfilling lives, is that what we are able to do with our members is dropping this pebble into the water, and the ripple effect, who knows how far those ripples will go. And we are very fortunate to have amazing members that will share with us the benefits of this life transforming program. Remember, we are not a gym. When you go to the Max of Clinton, you are not going to the gym. You're going to a life transformation center where we're going to know your name, know your goals, know your challenges, and the entire team, Team Clinton, is going to invest in you in time, in effort, in so many ways. Back to this. I could go off on tangents again like this. I'm going right back to this. See? So sometimes the person that you are given to will give back to you. Sometimes it's by somebody else, complete stranger. The exchanges, though, promote this sense of cooperation and trust among humans, and it actually helps to encourage and strengthen your connection to other people. In fact, here, the more this is one of the findings of the study, the more extensive the reciprocal altruism born of social connection, the greater the advance towards health, wealth, and happiness. So let me translate that. It's basically the more altruistic you were, the more you gave of yourself, the greater you had advances towards better health and better happiness. Simple. That's what they are finding out. So in addition to this, though, when you are actively giving to other people, you don't only make them feel closer to us, you feel closer to them. That's reciprocal also. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not just because you're helping out Mrs. Smith here, okay? You're helping out Mrs. Smith, and so she feels closer to you. No. The exchange of that energy also makes you feel closer to Mrs. Smith too. So here's it. I'm moving on here too. You have heard about the expression, the attitude of gratitude. You know, when you give, you get this feeling of gratitude also, because it helps you to appreciate what you have. And that even might begin to be a mental process before it becomes more of an emotional or spiritual process. But as you give to others, you know, there's an old expression, again, not knowing what your belief system is, Therefore, but by the grace of God go I. What does that mean? That means that if it wasn't for grace, I could be in this situation also. Okay? I think I was talking to Ron about this maybe a week or two ago, and this is one of my expressions, especially when something drastic changes in life or I see it happen. And it's an expression I've been using for years, and probably right around the same time when I volunteered at hospice. Life changes in a minute. I could even say life changes in a moment. You know, you never know when you or someone you love might need the help of the folks at Prevention Resources. You never know. Oh yeah, it could be fine today, but a month from now, your son, your daughter, your granddaughter, your spouse, your partner, whatever it is, whoever it is, you never know when you might need the help of Prevention Resources. So by giving to them now and helping out with the Max Day of Giving, you might even be putting a down payment on something that you're going to receive back from them at a later time. So again, going back to this, giving of yourself, giving of your time and your money, is a way for you to realize that there's this gratitude, and not just in you too, but the person who's receiving your help also has this sense of gratitude that, that helps them. There's basically research out there that suggests that cultivating this gratitude daily is one of the keys to increasing your own personal happiness. And I'll tell you, when you come to the Max Day of Giving on April 13th at the Red Mill Museum, you are going to see people who are giving of themselves. And, you know, maybe this, I don't want to sound dramatic or drastic here, but it could be one of those moments where your faith in humanity is restored. We all need moments like that, especially with the negativity that's thrown at us every single hour of the day. It's going to give you time. We're starting at 1:30 p.m., by the way, on April 13th, okay, Saturday. And it's going to allow you to see people who are giving of themselves and helping their neighbors out selflessly. And that in and of itself, folks, can help you to restore your faith in humanity. You know, I'm going to give a shout out to every single staff member on Team Clinton, every one of them. Everybody's donating their time willingly to come out, okay, and spend the day helping out. And this is something, you know, this is actually a pretty good segue into my next topic here. Giving is contagious. It's contagious. When you give, you're not only just helping, you know, right away the person who's getting it, you know, but there's that ripple effect I was talking about. And actually, there is also another physiological, oh man, I'm up against a hard break. I'm going to have to tell you what that physiological benefit is in a moment here. My name's Mark. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, 908-627-7020. Don't move. I'll be back real fast.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Huntin' Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Huntin' Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
And we are back here. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one, the only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is our phone number. We're talking about the health benefits of giving or your brain on giving. Max Challenge, by the way, of Clinton is located at 1802 Route 31 in Clinton at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza. All right, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm ready to go into my next subject here. It has something to do with joy. And I'm looking at the things that are going to be happening that the incredible Lauren has helped line up for that day, the Day of Giving. You know, we're helping out Prevention Resources, Inc. And so Prevention Resources is going to be offering a couple of seminars, some brief seminars, and you should know about them. One is going to be on the risks of vaping for the youth, not just adults, but for youth. There's going to be another workshop on conflict resolution and peer pressure. There's going to be another workshop on the effects of bullying. Parents, you hear this? This is a free workshop that's being given. Well, it's included in your donation of $20 per family. You know, on top of all these things, the Max Challenge of Clinton, we're going to be offering some family-friendly workouts that are going on. You know, these are important things, you know, that you can come and be a part of and learn about, too, and learn about it. Again, Prevention Resources offers a lot to this community. Anyway, you know, again, going back to the basic idea that we live in this world that gives us these constant messages of fear or negativity, and we see these things, too. You know, when you are giving of your time or your money or resources or your skills, you are choosing to look past that negativity. You are making a choice. You're choosing joy. You get that? You're choosing joy. And when you think about how giving of yourself reflects upon your whole being. You know, we are constantly using this word about well-being, the well-being of a human. Okay? This encompasses so many different things. It's not just a physical thing we're talking about. It's the whole person we're talking about with the well-being. It's talking about your physical body, your mental health, your emotional health, your spiritual health, your self-esteem. Yes, giving of yourself can raise the level of your self-esteem. It can. And I think that personally, and personal stories go a long way, but personally, when I am giving of myself to someone else, you know, or even if it's at Tabby's place, since it's a cat, a creature, a smart one too, I'm not thinking about myself. I'm not being selfish at that moment. I'm being selfless. And it helps to distract me from my own problems. Think about that for a second. People dump a lot of money at bars and on illicit drugs and a variety of other costly methods to distract themselves from their own life because there's a lot going on. And I have that expression too. I've said it to the people in my class. Shout out to the Wolfpack, by the way. Listen, our crap is our crap. That's a nice way of putting it. Okay. So, you know, what we're going through is our crap. It may not seem like somebody else's stuff is as bad as ours, but it doesn't matter. It's still ours. When you're giving of yourself, when you're donating your time, when you're giving of your skills, when you're donating money, you are at least momentarily taking your eyes and your attention off of the garbage that's in your life, and you're helping someone else. You see, going to a bar and getting wasted helps you to take your eyes off the crap in your life. It does. But first of all, it's costing you money, and the physical and mental side effects to that, okay, of being constantly boozing it up are a bad thing. Donating your time, your skills, and your money has the same effect without those negative side effects. You know, and here's the other thing too. When you're talking about the way people look here, you know, the people who give of themselves are always, always looked at as winners, right? Think about a social situation of somebody who constantly takes. Those are losers. That's how we look at them. Somebody who always takes, especially when they have the capability of not taking, but they take anyway. Doesn't society look at those people and go, huh, look at this. Constantly taking. Loser. You never think about that somebody, about the people who are giving. People who give a lot of their time, their money, their resources, their skill set. You always look at those people admirably. They're winners. And I think that goes for just about every situation where something being given is good. You know, giving just, it feels good. You're going to increase your self-esteem. My goodness, look at this. I only have a couple minutes left here with you folks. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. By the way, it's always a blessing and an honor. Hey, Samantha, it's always a blessing and an honor to be with you on Wednesday. So here's the bottom line. You know, one of the wonderful things about the Max Challenge of Clinton is that we're not just there to work on your physical body. You know, we are here and we're on a mission, ladies and gentlemen. We are on a mission, this center, this life transforming center. Okay. Ron and Lauren and Team Clinton, we are on a mission to impact lives in the Clinton area, in Hunterdon County, for the good, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. We are at it. And the entire team works hard behind the scenes. I've said this before, very hard behind the scenes. This is not just, how do I say it? It's not just a hobby. It's not just a hobby for us on the team. It is a passion to help other people. And if you're a member and you're blessed enough, like I am, to be a part of this, you understand what I'm saying. So here's what it comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. I got just a couple minutes here. I mean, look at, I could do a whole other episode from the notes that I haven't even touched on yet. The benefits of your mental health, your physical health. There's a 2013 study that divided randomly 100 high school students into a group of volunteers and a group of non-volunteering people. And at the beginning of the study, the volunteers and the non-volunteers had an equal BMI, body max. So, hey, Sandy, thank you. I appreciate that, Sandra. That's really nice of you. So at the beginning of the study, the volunteers and non-volunteers had an equal BMI, body mass index, and cholesterol levels. And after the study was done, what they did is they took these measurements. They have assigned these people to the volunteer, to volunteer once a week for 2 months. Okay, some of them helped out after school with younger kids. Those people who volunteered, all things being equal, 2 months later had lower cholesterol, bad cholesterol, and a lower average BMI than the people who did not volunteer. Okay, blood sugar came down. Blood pressure came down. And when your blood pressure comes down and your cholesterol comes down and your blood sugar comes down, that means you lower your risk of heart disease and stroke. Are you getting me? Are you listening to me? Are you understanding what I'm trying to say here? All right, so real fast here. I got about 90 seconds or so here.
The max day of giving is April 13th, 1:30 p.m. at the wonderful Red Mill Museum Village Grounds in Clinton. Paul, big shout out to Paul over there and his entire team for being so friggin' generous and donating this to us. You are helping to make this. We have so many sponsors, so many people that are giving to us so that we can give to prevention resources and help out our neighbors. Don't miss it. Got that? Do not miss it. And we need you. We need vendors. We need sponsors. We need silent auction donations. If you want to remain anonymous and you want to write a $5,000 check to Prevention Resources, we will take it for you and give it to them. This is what it's about. And you will benefit physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually when you give of your resources, your time, your skills, your money. It is a scientific freaking fact. And that's it. That's my show for today. Next week, again, I am going to be joined by this wonderful man named Steve Sargent. He works with performance rehabilitation and regenerative medicine. We're going to have a fantastic conversation. You're not going to want to miss it. I got less than 30 seconds. Okay, shout out to all of you guys there. The Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. Our April challenge is starting Monday. Our kickoff is this Sunday. Whether you're a member or a non-member, this is my personal invitation to you to join us 7:30 at the center, 7:30 Sunday morning, 908-627-7020. This has been Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton. My name is Mark. I'll catch you next Wednesday. Take it to the max. Boom!
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today at the White House, President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence condemned Russia's support of Venezuela during a meeting with opposition leader Juan Guaido's wife. President Trump was also asked if applying more pressure is needed to the current Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro.
Well, they've got a lot of pressure right now. They have no money, they have no oil, they have no nothing. They got plenty of pressure right now, so we'll see. They have no electricity, and other than military, you can't get any more pressure than they have. Unfortunately, a lot of people are starving. They don't take the aid. We've sent hundreds of millions of dollars worth of aid to the border. He won't take the aid.
The Chicago Police Union is calling for an investigation into the state's attorney, Kim Fox. The Chicago Sun-Times is reporting Michelle Obama's former chief of staff, Tina Chen, had put Fox in touch with Jussie Smollett's family just days after he reported the alleged attack to police. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, equal housing insurer.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Health officials in Rockland County, New York, have declared a state of emergency amid the ongoing measles outbreak. The county is prohibiting unvaccinated children under the age of 18 from going out in public spaces for 30 days. Ed Day is a county executive in Rockland County.
We're seeing increasing infections. We're seeing increasing exposures. We're getting more resistance from a variety of different areas. It is the largest outbreak in the nation since the measles was eradicated in 2000.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft now wants his Florida misdemeanor solicitation of prostitution charge tried by a jury, not a judge. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
His lawyers also say Kraft has waived his arraignment, which had been scheduled for Thursday. Kraft and 24 other men were charged in Palm Beach County as part of a multi-crackdown on massage parlor prostitution. Prosecutors say he was videotaped twice by police in January paying for sex with a woman in Jupiter.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Facing extortion and fraud charges, attorney Michael Avenatti speaks out for the first time. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
I am...